This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA podcast. This is an interesting different direction. I have both Mishi and Abby with me here, and Mishi, you guys know this, but just in case you don't, they are coaches at the HA Society, and both of them, I think, were in the very first round of Holistic HA Practitioner Certification many moons ago, the very first round. And they happen to now work here, right? So not everyone who does the certification works at the HA Society, to be clear, right? But these guys do, shining star students, and they wanted to come on the show and just like share their experience. And I'm excited to have them here to do it about like why they wanted to become coaches, why they felt ready. If they felt ready, actually, is a good question. They may not have felt ready, but they may have done that, gone into the fire anyways. And just learn a little bit about like what's in the psyche of people who want to do this kind of work. So first of all, good morning. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
That's me. That's me. She. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's Abby.
Sorry.
Okay. So let's just jump right in. Both of these ladies have episodes already on the show telling their story. So we're not going to go into their story. I will probably, if I remember, link to their episodes in the show notes.
I will so link. That you can.
Okay. If you're putting it up, whoever's uploading it, we'll link it. So we're not going to like deep dive into that necessarily, but where I want to kick off, and we'll go with Mishi first, is Mishi, after going through your own recovery journey and getting to the other side, what is the moment of which you were like, I think I might want to help other people with this problem?
Well, I was also, prior to HA coaching, I had gotten a certification, like a holistic health coaching certification. And so going through the process myself, it was kind of twofold. It was like, number one, I wanted to help other women go through this because it was insanely hard. and I felt like there was no support out there. So there was that was part of it. And then, you know, for this conversation specifically, finding a health coaching type certification that wasn't, how do I'm like trying to word this and articulate this in the right way, but it was almost like they all had some sort of nutrition philosophy, but none of it ever felt like it was coming from a place of true health. It felt like it was coming from a trendy diet, or it would had a nutrition philosophy. And so, anyways, I feel like I lost track of the question because it was like a twofold for me. Because the other thing was that I want to express currently is that it took me, I think, around like 2 years to like find a certification that taught from a place of like actually true health, and not this fabricated like diet culture-y like health. So I think I'm answering a separate question outside of that. But in the same sense, like the reason why I wanted to become a coach is just because like there was literally a fire inside of me of like, because once the veil gets lifted from your eyes, you're just like, I see the world as it actually is. And it is so polar opposite of everything that I've been taught by society, as well as this other nutrition certification I had gotten. And I just need to tell every single person about it. Oh, Danny, you're on mute. Or you're not
Cool.
actually on mute.
No, my microphone has its own mute button, so I can be muted without you knowing I'm muted.
Oh.
And I do tend to do that. Because like if I'm sipping coffee, I don't want you all to be like, oh. Okay. So yeah, you were on track with you're already like looking to kind of get into the world of helping women with health stuff. So you've done these other certifications, which many of us have, that teach one thing, and you're like, oh, some of this information made me get HA. So it's like, how do I, that's that veil lifted, and you're like, uh-oh, there's all this
Yeah.
information. Totally happened to me as well. All my training turned out was in weight loss without really truly realizing that.
Yeah, it was. I think that is just naturally happens within the wellness world. Like diet culture just weasels its like way in there. It's kind of like a fungus or something.
For real. Oh, okay, Abby, what was the moment for you? I feel like yours will be a little bit different. I don't think you had been down this path in any capacity until you had gone through HA.
Yeah, I will remember I read a lot of hormone books, 7, 8 different books on my own, and very stubbornly kicked and screamed my way through recovery. And then because I didn't have a coach and I was lonely and I was just beside myself, after a while I ended up booking with you, remember? And then you were like, so how did you get here? And like, why do you need me if you have your period back and everything? And I was just, like a hot mess. But it was, I think you were just starting the program and you actually reached out and you're like, hey, so you went through and did your own research and stuff. Do you actually want to take a course, get the certification so that you can go and help others? And I remember getting that message from you and I was like, I don't know. But I was in this place where I had no confidence anymore because my whole belief system had been rocked. My identity was wrapped up in losing weight and exercise and eating right and everything. And I basically decided to do the certification just because of my ego. I wanted to restore the fact that I had been, like, I got my butt kicked and I figured out that everything I was doing was wrong. And so that's kind of why I agreed to do it in the first place. I didn't even know that I was going to help other women with it. I just wanted a next step because, like, you know, I'd restored my period and everything, and I was still actively trying to lose weight like a psycho. And I didn't know what to do. And I was like, well, I can't just like sign up for another like fitness class. I can't, like, I didn't know what to do with all my extra time. So I was like,
hey,
well, then let me, yeah.
Were you may not have, but it, were you decide, did that make you want to decide between, do I do this certification or should I actually continue to do coaching? To re, like, was it a
Yeah, like I
choice?
wasn't even really planning on using the coaching at first. Like I just wanted the information because I wanted
But were
confidence
you
again.
considering, I guess what I mean is like where you were at, because you were, it sounds like you realized, kind of similar to Mishi, like all this information I had was wrong, and same to me, was wrong, and I need to relearn it. And so you were like, well, let me go do this certification. But was another possible option for you to, because you, to become a coaching client to relearn this information, or was that not really on your radar? You just were like, oh, the
No,
certification makes
I
sense.
didn't even think about that because no, I didn't think about that. That would have been a smart thing to do, but to me,
Yeah.
I was still really stubborn and I have a really hard time parting with a dime. Like
Wait,
scarcity is
maybe,
real
I mean, they're
there.
similar price.
Yeah, I guess
Yeah.
so. I didn't, but I was recovered at that point.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
I was
coming.
thinking the other day, I was like, man, because like I was like, that is the fact that Abby, that you invested in that certification, I was
Is
like, when I
interesting.
thought about it, I was like, that is surprising.
Isn't it? Yeah, but like it was straight up back to my ego. Like
I
wanted to
wonder
be
for
able to
you,
know.
was taking the certification almost like the validation that, you know, there was this part of you that was seeking, like, hey, this weight gain is actually okay.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm going to take this certification that's going to validate that part of me.
But I didn't plan on keeping the weight. Let's be clear. Like I needed to validate it right now for anybody that asked. But then I had full idea that I was going to drop the weight. And then like the more I learned in the course, it was like, oh, I was supposed to have this. But yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, you also bring up another really good point that made me think of like another reason why I chose to go down the path of the certification was the confidence, because my confidence was so rocked. I had actually worked with like, so I had the nutrition certification and I was already coaching clients, probably coaching them into HA. Not probably, but was. unknowingly, by the way. And anyways, so then I got a business coach. And one of the things is like, she was saying is like, you really need to niche down. Why don't you like own this HA thing? And I was like, no, I can't tell people what happened. Then I'll be this fraud. And the more and more I thought about it, I was like, I probably need to take her advice and I really need to niche down and really own this. And, but I had like a buttload of like imposter syndrome of going into it, of just like, anyways, but that's what I found so much confidence within taking the actual certification. Kind of, I think, Abby, same thing with you, even validating like parts of you, just like, oh, you know what, this weight probably, I probably do need to keep some of it, yada yada, whatever. And so the same thing with me. It's just like I really needed to understand the ins and the outs of HA in order to go into it coaching with confidence, because I had so much imposter syndrome, which is valid in some senses, not valid in other senses.
Well, you know, I was having bad dreams a lot because I had for a few years been like feeding into all of the students that were watching me all of my toxic behaviors. Like, yeah, I exercise 3-4 hours every day after school. And yeah, like, of course, I'm not going to eat a snack right now. Like, no, that's not good for my meal timing and stuff. And like, I was having so much guilt about about the information I had been like through osmosis, if you will, sharing with all of these little kids that, through teaching. And so I wanted to, you know, I wanted to know more too, because like I never planned on leaving teaching at all. So it wasn't until after I started helping more people that I was like, yo, I could do this, you
Yeah.
know?
I
I
have a
could
lot
pay
of
my
guilt
way out
too.
later. Yeah.
Because I have nieces and nephews, and I was like trying to tell them that they shouldn't be eating sugar and that let's make healthified versions of things. And I just look back and I'm like, I just hope they forgot that. And it just like went over their head. Oh, yeah, terrible.
Yeah, I wonder if that kind of thing would stick with me from an auntie or uncle. I kind of feel like
Oh, I know it
it
did
would.
because they still ask me, they're like, hey, do you not eat sugar anymore? And I'm just like, oh, you remembered.
Oh
Okay, got
Like, and it's just like
it. Great.
they still are eating it, but I'm just like, I'm sure
Yeah.
when I'm around, there's guilt attached. Like, I'm having this. I wonder if she's judging me. Who knows?
Right. Either that or they're judging you.
Yeah,
One way
I hope it's
or
their judge. I hope they are judging me.
another. Well, please. Yeah, okay. Awesome. Okay, so both of y'all have some interesting paths to why, and you know, so many people who do the certification do, and not everyone does it just like people do it for personal reasons, and we see that all the time. And a lot of people, this is one of those things that is like bang for your buck because it's personal development and professional development at the same time, for sure. Because we've
100%.
all got stuff we're missing. And as time goes on, and we kind of forecasted that this would happen, but that there are a lot of people who are like, step one, I'm going to do the certification and then work on my own healing. And then two, use it later down the road. There are a number of people doing that. So that's really cool. Okay. Let's talk about y'all's life. Now you do it. It is a part of your day to day. And everyone gets there in different ways. You guys happen to be on our team. Other people have their own practices or have worked it into other existing businesses, like they're fully fledged doctors or physical therapists or something like that. But you guys are here on our team working with clients. Abby is a tutor on the side. Abby, what's life like for you?
I mean, as far as like my actual schedule and how that rolls, is that where you're
Well,
going?
so how does coaching look for you? Like, how do you incorporate? Are you full time? Are you part time? Are you doing a little bit? Or, you know, what else are you doing? Like, what's your life look like? Because you had mentioned, right, you were a teacher and you never intended to get out of teaching. But as we all like, we know directly on our team, you know, that's a perspective that started to change for you. You no longer really wanted to be exclusively teaching, I think.
Yeah.
And so you made changes and now your life looks different. And what is that?
Well, yeah, I mean, because this whole process, it's like an awakening to authenticity. And so I started seeing in all the different areas of my life that weren't authentic. And it was grating to be teaching and knowing that, you know, it's not like I was, you know, I was teaching fourth grade, so it's math, reading, science, social studies, and like does health and stuff flow through that? Yes. But like I was constantly doing things that I knew weren't right for the children because of what was being mandated to me. And then I just saw that I'm like, this is not a healthy way to live for me or to raise kids in. Like it's just not right. So leaving that and then moving into being able to coach and tutor and like, you know, like teach little classes and stuff on the side. It's been one that allows me to respect not only the authenticity that I was craving, but the health that I needed. Like, I just was never sleeping enough. And, you know, being a teacher, like, that was just something that I couldn't do. You know, like, you go to bed at 8, and my first class would start at 6 a.m. So I'm up at like 4 or 5 o'clock. And that's how it was. And I finished out the school year in May to start doing this more full time, you know. And that was my biggest thing. I was like, I just want to sleep. I want to be able to wake up I want to be able to make my own schedule. And it's so nice. It's like transformed. It probably hasn't changed my marriage that much because like things felt pretty good, but it's so nice to be able to wake up and to see him in the morning. And then there's not so much pressure on how I spend my day because I get to be home with him for a good portion of the day, arranging my appointments with clients, or it's so much more fluid. I was so caught in routine in HA, that teaching fit. And as I recovered, being in such a strict routine started not feeling good anymore. And so now I have a much more fluid schedule where I get to make it what I want it to be. Like if I'm on my period, I can actually push all of my appointments to a place where I feel comfortable and nice to work with people. Like, you can accommodate what you actually need for your health. It's more than it's just absolutely incredible to be able to do that because I never thought it would be a possibility for me. And I'd like to have kids, sooner ish. And the idea that I get to be pregnant and go to the bathroom when I want and to go to all the doctor's appointments and not to have other people that feel slighted or jaded because I have to choose those things first is huge for me. Like I can accommodate a client for HA in the afternoon after my morning appointments, and it doesn't affect and ruin other people's day. If I would take time off for an appointment at school, you affect 30 little lives that didn't have their teacher that morning. And I just, and it's like I can't time everything perfectly to be in the summer. And I was done with trying to live my life on a schedule and such a timeline.
Beautiful. Okay. So that's been, it's created space
Yeah.
and freedom. I love this. Okay, Mishi, you've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah.
So how's that?
How's it going? It's going great. I pinch myself every day that this is like what I get to do because prior to this, I was in the fashion industry for like 10 years. And I think the last 2 years, and this isn't an ex I'm not being extreme when I say this, but I literally was crying mostly on the way home from work for 2 years straight, sometimes on the way to work. But I lived in Chicago and like I was working outside of the city. And so I had like 2 hour commute on the way home and an hour and a half commute to work. And I just felt like just even being in that industry, once going through HA and things of that nature, you start to realize that you're like, how I'm abandoning myself so much to be part of this industry. Like I just want to be seen. Like, and that's kind of like the allure to picking that degree in a sense was like, it looks so cool on paper. Like, this is what my life is going to look like, and all of these things. And then you get into it and you're just like, well, this is not what I expected. And you're, being paid literally nothing because somebody, there are 100 or thousands of other women who would die to be in that position and take less money than you. So it's just like every aspect of it was me just like abandoning myself to just maintain this degree that and job that I, thought was like the perfect fit for me. And then I got into it and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is not what I want to be doing at all. And so having the ability to start my own business, and helping other women also like rediscover who they are and have that veil, not take diet culture out of it, but just having the veil lifted of how many things are they doing that are so out of alignment with who they are, and helping coaching them and helping them just in being with them for like seeing themselves for the very first time, and then helping and guiding them to, hey, who are you? What are the things that you like? What are the things that are of interest to you? And how do you own that and be proud of that and not feel bad about it and not abandon yourself? And so that's actually been super surprising in the work that I currently am doing. Because you go into it, same thing in the fashion industry. You think you're like, this is what it's going to be and this is what it's going to look like. Like, we're going to just get women their periods back. But then you're just like, no, actually, you're getting helping them get their entire life back. And it's just the absolute most rewarding thing in the entire planet. And it is completely polar opposite of what I was doing before. If I ever cry at work, it's because I'm super happy or I'm crying with a client.
Really? I've never made you cry.
You make me cry?
Have I ever made? I've made people cry, but not in this job, I don't think. Other jobs.
No, maybe if there is an indirect way that you've ever made me cry, it would have been like through happiness or just being like, I'm so grateful for you as a
Bless her.
person.
I love
Tell me more.
that. Amazing. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Okay, this is good. You know, it makes me feel like I just resonate exactly the same way. Make our own schedules. If, you know, we want to take clients on certain days of the week, we can do that. If we want to take them every day, we can do that. If we want to go on vacation and switch off, we can. If we want to bring our clients with us on vacation, sometimes we do. And that flexibility is really nice. And you know what Abby was saying is like, as a mom or intended mom, it's so nice to know that like that isn't a factor. Like, there's flexibility there, and that's really important. And not a lot of people have that. Now, there are challenges, you know, people don't just like decide to do this and then build up a big client practice overnight. You know, we know that that's actually really difficult. It's actually really difficult.
Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly. Okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
You know, to build any business. Like, I can't stress this enough. Like, or, you know, even if you want to get into like house painting, window framing, like whatever other people do, if you want to get a job for a company at a corp at head corporate, like these things are always difficult, but starting your own business from the beginning is a challenge no matter what. Because a question I get from most applicants is, but like, how hard is it to do this? You know, as if you can, as if there's potentially an expectation that you can take a certification and then clients will just come, you know, and it's just not reality for any business. So, you know, for me, for the last 5 years or whatever, has it been hard work? Like, yes, but I wouldn't say, has felt impossible at any moment, you know, and you just have to show up every day and take the time. And one of the benefits of starting small is that when you don't have a large client base, you have time to research and learn and do certifications and work on marketing and build a business. And so like you have more time to build the foundations. So when you have clients, that work you did back when you didn't have clients is already serving you, like marketing and education. But I talk about that in other episodes and over on like Stop Being Perfect and stuff. But I just want to echo what you guys are saying, that it's fulfilling work and it's okay that it's not bleeding our souls dry. Because, something I struggle with, and I don't know if that's either of you guys, but like sometimes I get guilt that I like my job so much. Sometimes I'm like, what am I missing that this is great and freeing? Like, after I get off this call with you guys, I'm gonna go pickleball and then I'll do some clients in the afternoon. Instead of, and I just kind of make it up every day, which doesn't work for everybody. Some people need more structure, but I will sometimes feel bad. And that's my own conditioning. Like, I had some shit growing up about like how it's supposed to look. But every day I'm just like, okay, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was something like my dad, he's been almost talking me through this as retirement. He's like, "Oh, you're basically living a retired life."
Like, bro, I'm still working.
I know, but
Me,
like
come on.
my dad has programmed into me, 'cause I'm just like my dad in the best and the worst ways, but that was something that he said. He was like, "Well, like he even went through a surgery recently and he felt so awful because he was having days that didn't have productivity. And if there was no productivity, he had no value." And so he's been really talking to me a lot about like, oh, you have to work hard to still make sure that you feel like you have value and like all of this stuff. And it was like, Yeah,
I
it's
know.
been very interesting the fact that he sees this as a retired life, even though, yeah.
Dude, that's so wild. Yeah, when you were kind of like talking, the thing that I had like written down is like, because it's like, it's not, because it feel it, or from his perspective, you're not working hard, or that it feels that way to him, it doesn't equate to like a real job. And I think a
Which
lot
is
of
like, because you
people,
don't, just because you don't commute somewhere, I feel
yeah,
like is
because you're not going
the,
to an
because I'm
office,
like,
you
you're
don't have like
definitely
the,
working.
yeah, be like, I am working, and actually, my job is very challenging. You're helping women break down like rigid rules and disconnecting their self-worth from like exercise and health and helping them form like, an identity outside of those things. That is not easy work. That's very challenging.
You can't physically do that 9 to 5 p.m. You will fall apart.
You
So,
would.
yes, is there a little bit more space, or are we doing other things? Like, is Abby also tutoring? Or I take less clients because I make the most content. Well, I don't know. Misha might make as much content as me for different platforms. So we make,
Well, content
I
you're
think
creating is different.
you and I have less clients than Ashley.
Yes.
Because we make the content and then she has more space for clients and she just like runs numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
But we're a whole team, So there's that. But like, you physically couldn't give that much of your energy and time 9 through 5. So, of course, it creates this illusion that you're working less just because you're not stressing yourself out and like absolutely exhausted and have given every ounce of yourself that day to someone. But having had higher client loads before, like before you guys were on the team, or back when I was doing it on the side of my full-time job, I just like didn't have any room to really like do higher production content or put more effort into it, which is something I'm like kind of proud of, right? Like, I just would be like, no makeup, no editing, we're just recording, and we still do it that way. But lately, I've been putting a bit more, been able to put a bit more planning, a bit more editing time, a bit more focus, and like, I just couldn't do that before with the. Like the amount that I was working, and so you kind of need, if you want to produce anything good, you can't be giving every ounce of yourself all the
Right.
time.
You just don't have the capacity. And I think going through this whole entrepreneurship journey, it will show you like your conditionings and your patterns and areas of where you have a lot of limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. And that's why this feels so difficult. So the questions, you know, coming from people of like, well, how hard is it to start a business? Like there's a, you just got to start going through the process and you start to learn a lot about yourself, and you are going to come up against people who are going to project onto you of like, well, there's no way you could build that into a business, or, you know, work looks a certain way. And because it does, because that work doesn't look this way, it's impossible. And kind of going back to like what you were saying is like, I sometimes feel guilty that like, this is the life that I get to live. And I do too. And it's just like, that's also conditioning. I'm like, I have to check myself. Like I am deserving of this. I worked hard for this. And like, I do not need to feel bad about this. And hey, let's get curious about why that's still coming up.
Something that I just thought of is as well, is like these other women that we're working with, you know, they're connecting with us on the time that they have outside of their life too. And so it kind of works to a more fluid lifestyle, is because like, you know, they don't face all of their struggles from 9 to 5. You know, they're facing their hard time eating that morning before they start work, where they're at the end of the day realizing that the outfit that they plan for tomorrow is too tight. And that's when they're reaching out to us. And so it does mean that like, I'm not working on a 9 to 5, but as somebody who did work a 9 to 5 before, you know, I was constantly shoving all of my stress and all of my pain, all of my energy and all of the things that were trying to help all of those other people in a time slot. And now with the way that we coach, we're able to meet them where they need. It's more freeing for meeting the client where they are too. It's just a nice change to be able to reach out on any time that I have the energy to help them.
Mm-hmm. Love that. And I have one more question for you guys. And then before I do, I think something else that you just reminded me of for some reason popped into my brain. Maybe people think that have stories in their head about like, well, like they can do that. They can figure out this. They can build this business or whatever. But like, I just don't have the skill, the knowledge, the background, the gusto, like the gumption. I just want y'all to know that there is not a single person on this team that it makes sense that this is happening for. Like none of us have like business backgrounds, like none of us. It's like we're really just like literally every single other person listening, and we've like, you should see us try to figure out new things. Like it's actually hilarious. I love it so
like
much.
Like if there were like real professionals in like marketing or maybe even in social media strategy, they would be like, what are you
doing? Oh yeah, Mishi's husband is like a full-on exec at like a big bank, and sometimes he hears us.
He like tweaks out, he loses his mind, and he's like, if I hear creative financing and vibing one more time.
Well, that's all Ashley. That's all.
He's we're like, you can't say that out.
We're going, and we're gonna build it, and then we're gonna solve it. It's so funny.
Well, but it's true. Like,
oh no, did Abby freeze?
Abby froze. That's okay. She'll be back, and then we'll reinvite her. To what?
Oh, wait,
she
there she is.
Oh, Abby, you're back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You froze.
Okay,
we missed everything you said.
It's okay. I did. It says my internet is unstable, so maybe I shouldn't talk.
I shouldn't say what I was going to say.
Yes. Well, just want everyone to know, like, it's not for just anyone. As long as you're willing to figure out how to solve things, and I think one thing that women with HA have is a lot of gusto and gumption, and like. You know, a lot of dedication and perseverance. Like they're really the one group of people that like you can't call lazy or procrastinating necessarily. But it does require you to have the space and energy, right? And so if you're
Yeah, I mean,
stuck in
like it
HA.
just takes, it takes time. It takes time to grow. And you have to be willing to suck in the beginning, which
Yeah, you
is
too.
hard, like, 'cause we're such perfectionists and you have to learn a lot of that stuff and be willing to get it wrong at
Yeah.
first.
And try things that don't move you anywhere, right? Or just like put in some effort yeah, but I don't believe there's any wasted effort. I just believe you can't yet see like what that what the payoff was. But yeah, you have to be. This is the thing with having HA is it takes everything from you. Like it takes your energy, it takes your time, it takes your focus, it takes your availability to do big things. There's absolutely no way we would be achieving a cool, awesome team like this stuck in our own shit. Like it's just, or even if we were all individuals not working together, we couldn't do it if we were stuck in our own shit. And so you do like that's the gift that healing gives, generally speaking, right? Like, so for anyone listening, just to listen with no intention or interest in HAP, you might want to do something cool one day with your life, you know? And having space is like being free of HA is incredibly important. So this brings me to my final question for each of you, which is, and you have to think back because you did this sort of a few years ago. But what is something that it helped you break through with? Like, was there something in the certification or through the process of doing it or the process of the practicum or anything like that that was helpful for you personally?
Oh yeah. Instantly what comes up into my brain is like flexibility. Not flexibility with time, like that was separate. But more flexibility in the way that I thought about food. Like I had a lot of healing that I needed to do with my health perspective or nutrition philosophy. And they're going into the certification, I still did have a little bit of rigid ways of thinking about health and thinking about food and like going and I didn't go into the certification, I guess, per se, being like, this is one of the reasons why I want to do this. Like it was a byproduct of and an actual surprising byproduct of. It was like, it was kind of like hit me in the face of like, oh, I still really have like some thoughts about this. Like I still really am very much stuck back in like my disordered brain around food and the way I thought about food. And I actually don't have as much flexibility as I thought I did. And so that's one of the things that really came out of the certification for me is just like changing my whole perspective on health and how much flexibility I have in my brain now, even with clients. Because prior to doing the certification, I was taking HA clients on and go back and I look at some of my recommendations. While they were like, they were the right recommendations, but there was a lot of still rigidity involved in them. And I just go back and I look and I cringe and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like I was doing that. So anyways, flexibility on my health lens.
I love it. I love it, Abby.
Mine is charting because I didn't know anything.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, like it's just such a basic, like, you know, we go in the course, we go through the science, and then we make people learn how to chart and to actually coach people with data instead of a feeling. And that is huge. You know, because I've talked to other friends who've gone through health certifications and they have these, well, I just kind of go with the feeling and how the client was responding and everything. And we are science-based, but like we say, not science-bound, right? And so we have that. And that, I mean, that having the information at my fingertips was huge, but then to help other people and to teach them what I was taught in the course is so rewarding. You put it back into their hands because that's like one of those big things as like a teacher. You always want the student to be empowered at the end. And I find that same way with a client. Like the goal is for me not to be your coach forever. Like, the goal is for me to get you to a place where you're able to stand on your own and run. So, yeah, I think my biggest thing is charting, and I really appreciated in the course that there's all these fail safes. You know, like, if you don't understand in the course, like, we're there to teach you through it. Like, the way that we have the course set up with the, you know, you've got the different resources that you can print out that you can mark it on, and then you listen to the teaching of it. Like, that is already hitting two different modalities of learning. Like, you've got your audio, you've got your auditory learners, you've got your visual learners, and then you actually in the practicum process have the doing part where you're putting everything together. And so, just like Mishi said, like, yeah, I definitely felt like an imposter. But I was able to handle it well because I was like, well, I'm not really going to be coaching people. I don't know. It's just myself. So I was like able to get through it. But I really appreciated as an educator the way it was already set up when I was going through it. I was like, wow, this is really well done. It's like put together with a bow. You have to apply what you've learned and see results from it to be able to pass. And if you don't pass, we're there to help you learn what your mistakes were to get you to the place that you were. You know, when I'm going through assessments with people and stuff, they're like, well, what happens if I fail? It's like, I'm gonna reteach you and then you're gonna keep going.
This is ideal actually, because like you can rest assured we're not gonna let you go out into the world if you're not ready, but we're also just gonna keep going till you're ready.
Yeah, you bring up such a good point, Abby, because like when I was coming into this, like certifications that I was looking at, a lot of them were like the functional, like nutrition practitioner one that gives you the ability to run functional labs, read functional labs. Like I thought I needed all of these tools in order to be seen as like knowledgeable or credibility. Maybe that's what I was looking for, was credibility. And my credibility was in all of these, you know, external things that I could use to help clients through. But going through this, the certification and, you know, coaching other clients using the fertility awareness method, I now I'm just like, when people are like talking about labs, I'm like, we don't need labs. I'm like, if you, sometimes we need the basic labs like LH, FSH, and estrogen. Like, those are great to have, but we don't need you getting like a GI map. We don't need you to get a Dutch test. Like, time and place, right? Nuance. But I just that kind of just left me of like, I really don't need these tools. I actually have a superpower where I don't need all of this stuff that you're probably getting bogged down with if you actually do work with another practitioner where you're like having all these functional labs and at the end of the day, you still have no answers. So
A
that,
lot
yes,
of
starting.
practitioners, for different things use those labs out the gate. They're
Yes.
like, we're gonna run this, 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 and this. And in case anyone's not clued in on this yet, that's a big part of how they make their money. So they do like $5,000 plus packages that they're like, and it includes all of this lab testing. And then they mark up the value of the lab testing significantly. So it feels like all of this value, when at the end of the day, that lab testing is really only a drop in the ocean, and a bunch of it they may not need, depending on the issue, right? There are people dealing with severe other unrelated issues. But as it pertains to fertility, step one, level one, let's get this person's menstrual cycle on track and get them pregnant, especially, there is actually no need for Dutch test, cortisol, saliva, all of these things. We just use basic labs. We'll use some stuff from a full lab panel, reproductive labs, and a hair tissue mineral analysis if and as needed. It's not level one. It's like, to Abby's point, the charting is actually significantly more valuable as a diagnostic tool for all of our clients. And so that's why it's important for us to teach this. It allows people to charge less for their programs, but they also aren't buying all of these labs, so they're making higher profit margins. So it's all like, it's still a perfectly reasonable business, and you're creating a business that is actually or like you're providing a service that is actually attainable to people, not asking them to spend a small fortune. So that's something that is a value of ours, right? Like we value accessibility. And I think a lot of other people do too. So,
And I think
yeah.
to Abby's point as well too, there's the empowerment piece. When you get all these functional labs and you go through this 3-month program with somebody and you leave and you still have the problem,
Yeah.
and it's like and you're just like, I have no idea what's wrong with me. It is not
Yeah.
empowering at all.
Yeah. I feel hyped, guys.
I do too. This
This
is
was a
great.
good
We did some
idea.
good.
This was a great idea by you guys to do this episode.
I was like, I have so much to say.
Well, we can
It
do a
has
part
been,
two.
and no, it is, it's honestly, it's been the best. Like, even if I didn't use it for anything, it has been extremely healing on a level I didn't know that I needed.
I second that.
Bless it.
Gave me a new
And
direction.
I get a bunch of besties out of it, which feels amazing. So cute. Well, thank you, ladies. I hope you have a great rest of your Friday. I hope everyone listening has an excellent rest of their Friday because I decided that this should come out today, which is Friday.
Oh,
Mishy.
okay.
So thank you everybody for joining us. We hope that you'll come to Monday's info session. We're running an information session. That's the fancy name I came up with it. I came up with for it where we just take you through everything to do with the program, who it's for, what are the opportunities, how it works, what's the curriculum, what to expect, all your questions answered. Should you have further questions, I'm jumping on calls with people all week to talk about their situation. You know, are you healed enough? Are you ready? Does this make sense for you? Answer your concerns. Because the HAP certification is open for enrollment as of the 16th, which is Tuesday, and is only open for a week at a discounted rate from 2,500 to 1,700. So you're gonna want to get in on that because that's an awesome deal. And then after that, it goes back up. So come join us for that. The link is in the show notes, holistichapractitioner.com/coach training. That's a lot of typing. If I had to type that with my thumbs, I'd definitely type it wrong. So just click the link in the bio and or in the podcast, sorry, the notes. And we'll see you guys next week for another episode. Da-da-ling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone. Just quietly. Okay. Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A. And I'll actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is gonna help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right. Back to the show. Bring!